Well, Dimension Data is spinning it differently, but I look at four companies within the Dimension Data stable, and they look like they're all being closed down. Systems Integrate, Internet Solutions, Bright House, and Continuity South Africa. Let's talk to Grant Bodley, who is the Dimension Data Chief Executive. You're sort of saying you're going to fold these into existing Dimension Data businesses, but the brands, certainly, Grant, do disappear forever.
Good evening, Bruce, and thank you for your time. Yes, so we had made some significant announcements today, and really all of these in terms of response to really what the market's saying, where technology is going and where our clients are going, and better organizing ourselves for growth. What these particular brands, all being 100% owned by Dimension Data for an extended period of time, what they offer and what they provide to the market and to our clients certainly stays intact. And really what we're talking about is, you know, as much as we're a technology, we're a people company first, and we're just really talking about one people, one name. And so effectively bringing all these offerings and these people together under the Dimension Data name, and obviously over the next period of time, we'll be looking to retire some of these brands. You know, you may ask what's the reason behind it. Brands such as Internet Solutions, Bright House, and Continuity South Africa, for example, are well-established brands within the sector. But, you know, if you talk to our clients, you know, they've always said to us, guys, you know these are 100% Dimension Data-owned companies. For us, we find it quite confusing at times to understand how you're all cobbled together. And secondly, we want to buy or procure or deal with Dimension Data and not to multiple faces. So for us, this is in response to that, and to make sure that the way we respond to our clients is in a much more client-centric and easy manner to engage us.
And it's a useful way to cut costs, because you're not managing multiple brands and having to advertise multiple brands, but also there will be a headcount reduction. That's inevitable. I mean, are we talking, you've got 8,000 people in South Africa who work for Dimension Data, I think 12,000 in the rest of Africa and the Middle East. Are we talking about tens, hundreds, thousands of jobs here?
So, Bruce, first and foremost, as I mentioned, this is all about growth and organizing ourselves. For us, the primary drivers were making sure we eliminated competition. So we've got competition between some of these brands, and we need to be competing in the market, not internally. We have got convergence of technology, which is creating some, you know.
Yeah, but the people who work, you say you're a people-centered business, yeah, Grant. Sure. Can you tell us how many people's jobs are at risk?
100%. No. So, Bruce, where there is duplication, right, it's a tough economy, we need to make the right decisions. Where there is duplication, you know, there, of course, will be some consequences related to that. There's absolutely not a number. We're not going out there looking to reduce our headcount by 5%, 10%, 20%. So wherever, as we go through this process over the next period of time, if we see any duplication or excess that sits in the organization, we will make the hard calls that are required. So, you know, for me, as a people-first organization, you need to make the right calls to ensure future sustainability and employment for all employees. But it's not a number that we haven't heard. I can't tell you if it's 10 or 100 or 300.
Okay. But what, maximum 300?
Yeah, certainly maximum.
There we go. Grant, thank you very much. Grant Bodley is the Chief Executive of Dimension Data. We do like a straight answer.